Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we wrap up our program tonight with the new girls basketball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman. Craig Chapman joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this season, obviously your first year at the helm, you do have a pretty big senior class from last year to try and replace, but you've got some pretty key pieces back from last year's team that made it to the game before the state tournament. Obviously pieces like a Riley Johnson, a Brindley Carlson, as well as Carson Land, who got some time as a freshman, Emma Truesdell as well, just to name a couple people right off the rip. And, when throughout the off season, since you've taken over as head coach and throughout the offseason workouts and the camps, what have you seen from this group that has stood out to you about some of the improvements that they've been able to make?
Yeah, it's always tough when you have a big senior class that had a lot of production like they did last year. But these girls have really taken it in stride and are very hungry to take steps forward and increase their roles. Like you mentioned, like Riley, Emma, and Brindley, a couple other girls have kind of stepped up as well, and there's been some exciting freshmen coming up. So just a lot of kids trying to just embrace their new roles and kind of taking a jump to the next level.
And we'll start looking at that backcourt. Obviously, we talked about Riley Johnson's kind of the headliner there in terms of guards coming back from last year's team. Obviously, she is a force on both sides of the floor for this team. Brindley Carlson was a knockdown three-point shooter as well. But you mentioned some of those underclassmen, freshmen and some younger players that are probably looking at getting some real varsity minutes here in their first or second year at the varsity level. And just as a whole, when you look at this backcourt as a unit, who are some that have stood out to you outside of some of those that we've listed?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Carson's looking to taking a big step up here. Obviously, it was a crowded backcourt last year, so she's looking to kind of find her footing and do that. We had a senior, CJ Thorson, who is coming back out, and she'll be a great addition as well. There's a freshman, Riley's younger sister, Allie, who is been exciting this summer and just plays hard all the time. And then there's a couple sophomores out there that are trying to find their footing as well.
And looking at the front court, this has been a Rolling Story team the last couple of years. Haven't necessarily had the big post presence that a lot of teams have in girls basketball, especially with the success that Rolling Story has had. But definitely, you've got some veterans in there with like an Emma Truesdell, kind of the headliner of that group coming back. You've got some players that maybe didn't get a ton of varsity run last year, like a Maddie Bergeron or a Lauren Krabs that are back as well. Allie Jeans too. And when you take a look at this front court as well, who are some faces to watch that could be a big part of this front court here in 2025?
We don't have a bunch of size, but we're definitely looking to obviously space the floor out, and then defensively, a lot of the girls like you mentioned, Emma and Maddie, they battle hard and they're physical and they do that, and then Lauren kind of brings ability to space the floor and kind of drag out some bigs and still play strong down low. Are definitely some names that are looking to kind of make an impact on that end of the floor.
As we take a look at your schedule, you guys hit the ground running a week from today with your home jamboree. You guys will face Ballard in that home jamboree. And then you get into a game competition right before Thanksgiving, that Friday before Thanksgiving with a home matchup with your cross-county rivals in Gilbert. And then you hit the ground running with the conference play on the 2nd at Grandview Christian, and then get back into it with Nevada on the 9th and then at Perry on the 12th. So when you look at the opening part of the schedule, with jamborees and games, definitely some tough competition here right out of the gate for your team. What are some points of emphasis for you and the staff to see from this team here throughout the first few weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, it'll definitely be a learning process and learning curve as these girls step into a big role. Really just focusing on what we can control, playing hard on both sides of the court, boxing out, taking care of the basketball. They're not going to make every shot, but just doing the right things and putting us in a position to win and just battle and just control what we can control, and we'll keep getting better as the season moves along.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once the regular season gets underway.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call as well.
Yep, that was Craig Chapman, the girls' head basketball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. That'll wrap things up for our Coach Speak program. Cyclone basketball coming up at the top of the hour here on 95.7 KQWC.